I don't like making calls.
Okay, well then in the meantime, while we're deciding things, let's just say the time is 5:58. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to some mystery hosts for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. They were supposed to be a host. They didn't show up. We're pulling the curtain
David,
back.
David, don't tell people how our station is run by.
Nope. I name names. But now we're starting the show a little early. We're giving you bonus coverage.
Yeah, this is a... Can we count this as an extra-sode?
Like those supersized episodes of Friends that they used to have.
Oh, where they're like an extra 3 minutes or something?
Yeah, exactly. It was really good stuff. But yeah, let's start the Mascot Wedding Show. What are we going to hear?
I know this is lame to play a cover, but screw that. This is a cover of Arcade Fire's The Suburbs by Mr. Little Jeans. Yeah. Mascot Wedding Show coming up. Special guests! Your cans are loud.
Maybe so, maybe so. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-5667. K-O-O-P. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Also, out of order, but though, you may catch us on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. I have it open right now. You tweet it, I will see it and probably read it. And we just heard, I don't know if it's not on an album, I doubt it. I don't think that Mr. Little Jeans, who is a lady.
Oh, twist.
Yeah, it was a shocker.
Paging Dr. Shyamalan. Mr. Little Jeans is a woman. Hey, congratulations to M.I. Shim.
We can start the show over.
He got his doctorate this weekend, apparently.
Oh, wow. With The Suburbs, that cover of an Arcade Fire song, which I didn't know when it ended. That's why you got that two-second gap of silence.
I thought it was all right.
I hope you just enjoyed it in your car, though.
Yeah, driving around the suburbs the way Arcade Fire predicted you would.
Oh, yes.
You sheeple.
When I was coming to the show, I grabbed my keys, just like he says in that song.
Oh, man.
That's how cars work. Boo, David, how are you?
I am awesome with an asterisk. I am doing great.
I'm looking down at the bottom of the page to see what the asterisk signifies.
There's a 20% chance of not going to feel good in about an hour.
Why?
I don't know. You know what? I do know. I'm exhausted. I'm very, very tired. But
get some sleep, buddy.
If it were that simple, my main man.
Thanks for calling me your main man.
As that one guy said in Three Kings, that always stuck with me. Anyway.
I got called buddy today by someone who was not, English was not their first language, who was selling me liquor.
Your regular shoeshine man?
No, he was like, I was buying, full disclosure, I was buying some champagne.
Oh.
Because a friend of the show, Jimena, graduated
today
from a master's program. Jeepers creepers. And so I had these two bottles of champagne, and this is going to be offensive, sorry, but he's like, well, what's the champagne for? And I was like, nothing. He's like, have a good day, buddy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, I just did that. Can you probably hit the dump button?
Oh, pause for editing, right?
There you go. But for some reason, I loved it. I was like, call me buddy again.
Yeah, I had to take a cab yesterday, and...
all right.
No! And the guy... the guy in the cab called me my friend, and my instinct was to say my friend back, and I was like, oh no, he's going to think I'm mocking him. But then I thought, wait a second, people say that to be friendly.
The guy who works at my convenience store always thinks I'm either coming from a club or going to one.
What?
Like, he's always like, partying tonight? And I'm like, no. He's like, you're about to party. It's like, no. It's like, I don't know.
It is a very exclusive snack cake party, buddy.
I got to stop buying vodka and Red Bull from him, I guess.
Do you stop? Got
to
stop?
Yeah. No, I can't. Can't stop because I'm going to all those parties. What is
Fair
true?
Fair enough.
Hey, David, we have some very special studio guests.
We sure do.
Yeah. I don't know if you can tell just by sticking your head out the window, but it is currently the Ladies Are Funny Festival, or LAFF, L-A-F-F.
I get it.
It's currently going on. I'm going to go ahead and say headlining the festival.
Yes.
Yeah. And playing tonight at Salvage Vanguard Theater at 11, right?
Yeah.
It is Leah Rudick and Katie Hartman.
Hi.
And it is Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting.
Yes.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Hello.
Even though you just told me how to say Rudick and not Reddick, I was like, I have no idea.
No, you did it right.
Frozen my brain.
That's right.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Now let's do an audio roll call. Which one is Katie?
That is me.
Okay, and which one is Leah?
I am Leah.
Okay, and which one is Janet?
Janet.
I am Janet.
Janet, stop eating in the studio.
I love that we've established the third character just in case.
She's so hungry.
Guys, aren't we all though?
She's terrible on stage though. She just keeps eating.
She just eats. She's like and never eats stops. And eats.
Is that why you kicked her out of the onstage team?
Yeah, she only bring her for interviews.
She just stays for radio interviews because no one wants to see her either. She's always throwing up.
By the way, I like that your Twitter handle is Skinny BJ Meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting doesn't fit on Twitter. And mm-hmm. also, Gmail doesn't let us use the word bitch
really?
In our email. So it's Skinny B Jesus Meeting.
If anyone wants to email us
at gmail.com.
I have offers for cruises that you might like. So, yes, I will email you.
Guys, I got a great deal on computer repair.
Oh, what?
I don't know how it works.
Oh, gosh.
But you're getting an email about it.
Apparently, DICE wants to give me a job.
What's DICE?
Does nobody get those DICE emails anymore?
No, what is DICE?
DICE was like when it was...
Does Andrew Dice Clay have his own startup?
Yes.
DICE, now an app.
Yeah, it was an employment agency. It was like, DICE man. No, I'm not. Why do I even...
Boss Frederick? Boss Frederick?
Good effort.
Boss Frederick? Okay, there we go.
Okay, we're doing it. We're back.
We don't know what that means.
Well, we podcast the show as well.
So,
yes, what you do here tonight will echo in the halls of forever.
Good.
Uh-oh.
As they said in Steel Magnolias.
Is that what they said in that?
Yeah, that was a line from Steel Magnolias.
That was a line from,
you a woman?
I was about to say, that was a line from Real Steel Magnolias, that movie where...
Hugh Jackman powered those
He trained old ladies to fight each other.
Okay, I'm just going to write an open letter real quick to the internet.
Okay.
Dear internet, Real Steel Magnolias? Love, David.
But Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting.
Yes.
Or Leah and Katie. Yeah. Or Kate. As I will.
No, Katie.
Man. Don't call her that. She'll freak out.
I will freak out.
Really?
Why?
It's not my name.
She
Do you
just
know a Kate
like
that you don't like?
I call me Katie.
Okay. it's happened, Katie.
Okay, well, now I'm going to ask the hard-hitting question, though. Were you born a Katie?
No.
Born a Catherine?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Were you ever a Kate?
No. And they named me Catherine, but I was always going to be Katie.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Side question to you, David.
Yes.
How do you feel about being called Dave?
I don't like it.
Or D.
No. That feels weird. That feels like, no.
How about Davey?
Davey, I'm okay with.
Yeah. Well, I call you Davey all the time, but it's usually Davey Jesus or Davey something else like that.
Yes.
I like Davey.
Thank you.
What about Da?
That can happen if someone is falling off a cliff and they're trying to get my help, but that doesn't happen very often.
All right.
Dad.
Oh, maybe.
That happened. Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
This is dark times.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
But Katie and Leah, you're not from around here.
No, we're not.
You're out of towners. And
but
so
we love it here.
Where are you from?
We live in New York now.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
And you perform all the time at the Pit, right? People's Improv Theater and also UCB.
Yeah.
NY.
Yeah.
All over.
And you're debuting your this new show tonight.
Yeah.
Or at least the
you
Austin debut.
You did do your research.
I read a little. I'm going.
That's amazing.
You're going.
Yeah. I'm going to sit front row and talk a lot. So.
Did you get your tickets already?
I did. I heard they were selling. Did it sell out?
I don't know. I mean, by last night, it was like 3/4 sold out.
Ooh. Oh, great.
It's not a very big space, so.
No, it's about 80 seat capacity, 100 seat. Oh, wait. Are you playing the big theater?
No, the little one.
Little one.
Oh, okay.
I think it's about 70 or something like that.
Really?
They might put in more chairs.
Yeah, we're thinking.
Don't tell the fire marshal.
What's... Pause for edit? No.
No, it's...
We can't edit live.
Yeah. Janet's a fire marshal.
Janet, get out!
But if... Look, how long have you guys been working with Janet?
Since we've were born.
What's with the switchblade that she has, carries around?
She's gonna, it's just like, it was a gift. It was bequeathed to her by her dying aunt.
Is that safe, though?
She's going to eat it.
She's, oh, what?
She eats everything.
She's kind of...
That's terrible.
I don't like the way
she's going to die soon, so it doesn't matter.
Because she swallows a switchblade.
Yeah, that a bunch of paper, tin cans. Janet's a goat.
What does the old lady animal... Or what is the old lady... What animal does the old lady swallow to get rid of the switchblade?
She swallows a magnet.
Remember that dumb thing?
Yeah.
It was an old lady. Yeah. She lived in a...
No.
Shoot.
Swallowed a fly.
I don't know why she swallowed a fly.
I
love that they jumped to the conclusion that perhaps she'll die. Like, we hadn't figured out fly technology at that point.
Well, they didn't have antibiotics when they created that rhyme. So if you swallowed anything and had a bit of dirt on it, you were going to die.
They hadn't invented fingers down the throat either. It's like, get rid of the fly.
Do you think that was based on fact that there was some lady who was like, I swallowed a bug. And the doctor's like, you were right to come to me.
Because I've got a song to write.
This is a song in the making. I'm actually a musician disguised as a doctor. Ring,
musical doctors. By the way, folks at home cannot see, I strummed a fake guitar, but then I made a phone noise.
Yeah, exactly. That's how that phone works.
I'm trying hard.
So anyway, back to this fly story. So you swallowed a fly.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
You have a show tonight.
We have a show tonight, we're premiering for. And it's actually the first time that we're doing it outside of New York. And then in July, we're going to take it to D.C. to their Capitol Fringe.
D.C.
And then in New York, we're doing it in the New York Fringe in August.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And tell us about it.
It is called...
Got a really long name that we often can't remember.
We've got 37 minutes.
Okay. It is called The Underdeveloped and Overexposed Life and Death of Dina Domino.
That's correct.
That's good. Ding, ding.
Look on your face. Like, right? Oh, I nailed it.
We've messed it up so many times.
On applications.
Festivals.
Okay.
And it's great. I mean, it's like a full hour narrative sketch show that we wrote last year and that we've been developing for the past, couple months and rewriting and performing it and changing it and making it better.
Just having fun. Just having so much fun.
So much fun.
Is this your first time doing like a narrative sketch show?
Yeah.
It is.
What has that been like?
It's been crazy.
Really awesome and crazy.
No, it has been. It has been really great.
Because before we would do a show and we would just put up like 6 or 7 unrelated sketches. Mm-hmm. And this has been a challenge, and it's also been a pretty ambitious piece because it has a lot of technical elements to it, video and things like that. So
what lit the fire for you? What was it that made you say, well, let's try this instead?
Well, we got accepted into this artist retreat called Voice and Vision, and it's 10 days up at Bard College in upstate New York.
It's normally for like women theater artists.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But
so
they
for
accepted
some
us.
Reason they accepted us.
Because you're just crushing it.
We were the first comedy people that they accepted.
Excellent.
So when you walked in there, did you feel weird? Like,
Yes.
Or were you just like somewhat swagger?
I mean, everyone was amazing and really lovely
so
and nice,
good.
But we were sort of nervous that.
Kick open the door and like, listen, theater F's.
Well, one of them was like, interviewed on Oprah. Her book was like in Oprah magazine. Like, there's like, there were people with real theater credits.
Real.
And we were just like, skinny bitch Jesus meeting.
And you walk in and you're like, I have this bag of wigs.
Oh, we didn't bring our wigs, but we should have.
Yeah. We should have
would have made a splash.
Impression. They gave us an intern and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it was legit. They fed us good food.
And so when you were there, you're like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's write a narrative.
Yeah,
sketch show.
Went sort of with the understanding that that's what we would do.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's something that we had been thinking about for a while, and this kind of just gave us the opportunity, the time and the space, and,
How long have you two been doing sketch comedy together?
No
swearing, please.
6 years?
What? 6 years.
No, nothing.
We've been doing sketch comedy together for 6 years. Almost 6 years. In August, it'll be 6 years.
Why did you make the put your finger down your throat like you're going to vomit face when you said 6 years to each other?
It's so long. But we've been doing Skinny Bitch for
throw up
5 years.
That is my understanding of women. Thank God.
6 years.
You know. So that we were in a bigger group, and then we started writing together and just doing duo stuff in 2008. Laugh was like one of the first shows we actually ever played in 2008.
Austin has been very good to us.
Yeah.
So how many times have you been to, like, what number is this that you've been back to?
This is 5.
Okay. Wow. So you're tell
you what, there's a later this month, there's Austin Sketchfest, so you should cancel your flight.
And just stay.
And stay.
I know.
I wish we could.
Yeah.
We did Out of Bounds last year, which was so much fun.
Not good enough.
Not good enough. Do you guys run Sketchfest?
A little.
I don't. I'm not allowed to.
No, I don't run it. I'm really good. Ancillary dudes.
We also have that group, Ancillary Dudes.
Ancillary Dudes.
We
got an apartment. And we're two dudes.
Is that your web series?
Please don't interrupt that theme song.
Sorry. I got excited.
No, it's fine.
Start from the top.
Jeez, some of that New York rudeness coming out.
Throw a pizza at us.
Janet would.
Please? Oh, Janet.
She didn't eat it.
Janet, stop! Why? I like how you're laughing at Janet. That can't be a healthy relationship.
She just swallowed the knife.
Oh, my gosh.
She's dead now.
She is. Should we call someone?
No.
She's not looking too good.
She's fine. Okay. She'll come back alive.
Has she done that before, swallowed knives?
Yeah, billions of times.
Billions of times?
Yeah, multiple times a day.
A lot of knives.
Word to the wise, maybe? Maybe cut Janet loose.
Hey.
Or just...
Don't tell us how to run our group.
Fair enough. You know what? Fair enough. I was out of bounds on that one.
You're playing with fire, boy. Son.
That felt odd.
You don't call me boy, I call you boy. That's how that works.
Okay.
You're right. Sorry.
Can talk downtown. I don't like this thing.
No, seriously.
Thrown for a loop.
I feel like it's high school all over again. I'm just being yelled at by girls.
But you mentioned earlier the tickets are going fast.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So if you're interested in seeing tonight's show, ladiesarefunnyfestival.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just Google it.
You'll
find something.
Hey, Bing it. You can Bing it, too.
You could also Bing it.
We show no loyalty to search engines.
Bing it.
Yo, Jeeves, I'm going to ask you something.
Yes. Yes, Mac.
Ask your phone. Ask Siri to look it up for you.
Siri.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like a dumb reference. Like, I was talking to Siri the other day. Pause for audience going insane.
People are going to start saying that, though. Siri told me to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be like this.
The new That's What She Said or something?
Well, no. I just mean like in general, it's like since Google came into like the verbiage.
Mm-hmm. She will become an entity. We don't have iPhones, neither one of us.
I don't even have a smartphone.
Good for you.
No, it's not good. No. No, because when I get home, I have to spend a bunch of time going through my emails.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
It's so difficult.
No, I think, sorry, I'm just going to cut you off.
I'll kill her, Mike David.
Yeah. Siri told me too would be the name of like a great like on-demand horror movie. Like,
wait, hold on. Great? Oh, I guess a great on-demand
thank
horror
you. Movie. I did qualify it you by did. Saying an on-demand horror movie.
Checkmate.
Like Siri told me to, and then you cut them up and make them into a pie. That's a fun movie.
Sounds like a really short movie.
All right, cancel your flight. Shut up. Cancel your flight. We're going to write this.
Did you see the extended version of that Samuel L. Jackson Siri iPhone commercial?
No.
It's like, it's like 5 minutes long. Can remember in the commercial, he's like, Siri, take the night off. It's date night. Remember?
I don't care for that impression, but go ahead.
Sorry, it wasn't full on. Well, his date doesn't go so well, and he just gets really drunk and hits on Siri.
You know what? I got
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
She's into it.
You know what? I got that sense from the 30-second spot.
You got that she was a little like not too happy to be helping him out with the dates?
Yeah, because when he's like, Siri, take the night off, and she doesn't go anywhere, and she just kind of like slinks behind the curtains.
I'm watching Sam.
I wish that were true. I wish that were true so bad.
Look it up.
There was that actual.
Oh, man. It's better than that Zooey Deschanel playing that character of herself. It's raining outside.
Some tomato soup.
I'm going to wear ballet slippers all day long. Today's for dancing.
Yay. Order me some couch cushions to make a fort.
Send bunnies over. Yeah, look, it's in ward.
But you guys would still like if she was standing in front of you saying, please don't kiss me, kiss me, please don't kiss me, kiss me. You would kiss her.
Oh,
right. Look.
You would buy her ballet slippers.
You would
have to.
You would part the bangs.
Is anyone else watching?
To see her eyes.
Is it just the two of us?
What are you worried about? What other people are?
No,
thinking?
No. Because if somebody is, I could be like, "Hey, look at this dumb Zooey Deschanel," and then I'd be getting a laugh from that person, and then I'd feel okay about myself.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Now, I still think I would be kind of weirded out by her. Like, I'd be like, "Okay, sure, let's hang out," and then she would break out a book of her poems, and I'd be like, "Nope, I am sneaking out the fire escape.
Oh yeah,
I gotta go." And then I would just leave like a potato sack in my place.
Hey, right.
Talk to that.
Hey, Katie and Leo, let's go over here to microphone 6.
Sure.
if you switch it from Zoe Deschanel to Emily Deschanel, David totally would just go nuts because he's a huge Bones fan.
So do you want me to try that?
But even bringing up the scenario of that thing, he might go crazy. Well, let's go back to regular mics.
So I guess what I'm saying is Zoe Deschanel, no thanks. All in right. conclusion.
Well, what about, okay, let me just switch it over.
Sure, go ahead, but I don't know what's going to happen here.
Take out a Z and an ooey.
Okay.
And put in an E and a Molly Deschanel. Emily Deschanel is what we're saying.
Are you talking about Emily Deschanel?
Absolutely.
Oh, good heavens.
How do you feel about that?
That is right there. That is right in the sweet
spot. Okay, David, stop it. Stop it, David.
I'm sorry. What happened?
This was a good experiment.
Your vision went red.
End scene.
I feel like I understand everything about men.
Yeah.
We love the show Bones. We all love TNT
dramas.
It's
not that dramas. One Deschanel. It's the other Deschanel.
Yeah.
Does she have bangs?
Sometimes no. She does.
I think she's got a power pony.
A what?
Ponytail.
A power pony.
Power pony. Yeah. How am I the first one to introduce you to this term? Haven't you ever been an office job on your first day?
Yeah.
What do you wear? Power pony. Get respect.
You've never waited in a waiting room long enough to read that month's Harper's Bazaar where they explain power ponies?
I never heard that phrase before right now.
Harper's Bazaar, huge down here in Austin. Oh, can't go anywhere. You can go to the Shell station right there and just be like, give me a Harper's. And like, sold out.
Sold out.
If you come 5 minutes earlier. We got some old Marie Claire's.
Get out of here.
Marie Claire, what do I look like, a hobo?
Power ponies in those.
Hey, you said it, Leah.
Easy, Leah. Yeah. Let's not take out your weird anger on power ponies.
She does have that weird anger.
Are you able to use it? You use it as fuel, put it on the stage?
The thing is, like the Hulk, if you unleash it, you just can't put it back in the box so easily.
It's terrifying.
We do want to talk about the Avengers a little bit.
Guys, fine, I'll go see that stupid movie.
Man, here comes a smooth transition. So I saw the Avengers because I like that stuff. And then I was supposed to go with a friend. Oh, Jimena, already mentioned. But
yes, of course.
She had a paper presentation the next day. Mm. And so I went with somebody else. But then after seeing it, I was like, you know, I'll go see this again. And so I saw it again. Both times I saw it, there was people when there was like some action on the screen, you know, like Hulk was smashing something. People in the crowd were like, yeah, woo! And like all this like cheering on the flickering images that can't hear you. And do not care. These guys are like going, you don't get it, man. I like the Avengers and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I like that stuff too. I'm a big dumb nerd. I know how to act though.
Uh-huh.
Like that's not an excuse. You're just rude.
So what are you proposing here?
I feel like these nerds need to like take a page out of my book.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm going to teach them how to behave. Like My Fair Lady. But with these dumb nerds.
So you're like nerd 0.0. You're like...
Yeah, what?
The new generation of nerd.
Silent generation.
So you don't like the raucous movie theater.
Don't be rude and don't be loud in a movie theater.
Yeah, it's silly.
What about, but you're a comedian.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I'm not on mic right now. You got Tony Stark up there. He's doing a tight 15. He's crushing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Cap doing some crowd work.
A tight 90.
Yeah, actually, it was like two hours.
Really?
You know, it felt tight, though.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I'll go see it. Fine. I don't know why I'm like...
You should go see it because it's not doing well, David.
I know.
It really needs people's support.
Well, I gave to the Avengers Kickstarter, and I'm hoping that it stays in theaters another week.
You should have read that... that Elvis...
Mitchell?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
That Elvis Mitchell review where she's like, please, guys, go see this movie. Keep independent movies alive in America.
Was that an Austin reference?
No. He's like a movie
critic. New York Times.
Yeah.
Or didn't he get fired from the New York Times?
I don't know. I don't read.
Actually, the New York Times guy like did write a review of the Avengers that was like angry at it.
Yeah.
Also, someone's illiterate. Did they just drop that?
I was about to drop that KD doesn't know how to read.
Bombshell.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, how did you learn the scripts? Her.
I do them to her.
Yeah.
I mean,
She does them to me.
You mean act them out, perform them.
I act them
out.
Do you
want me to spell it?
We do charades.
Reference.
Pause for edit.
No, we're keeping that in.
Keeping it in.
How dare you tell us to edit?
Keeping it in.
What? Well, that's good. We haven't seen the movie.
I'm not going to see it.
You're not?
I mean, I would see it, but I don't really want to pay for it. Yeah.
Okay. Here's when's your flight?
Tomorrow. Monday.
Monday. Okay.
It was cheap.
Avengers.
Double date?
No, just...
Okay.
We're going to see the Avengers.
Wait. What's the date?
It's not a date. We're just going to see the Avengers. We're just bros.
Well, what if we bring Emily?
But we're...
Wait a second.
Wait, stop it. You're teasing him. He's going to get mad.
Emily. She lives in New York.
He's going to Hulk out.
Did she get my cookie cake? I sent her a cookie cake.
She loved it. She loved the cookie cake.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Janet ate it.
Janet!
I worked with this guy once, and I don't think he's listening to the show. He was really into that tennis player, Jennifer Capriati, is that her name?
Okay. Yeah.
And he asked me like a real leading question. He was like, it was actually, it kind of reminded me of your awesome video where the Would You Rather. Is that the name of it? Uh-huh. Which is great, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you. Really. Thank you.
Is that the name of it on YouTube?
Would You Rather.
Yeah. Would You Rather. If you look for You Would You Rather, we'll post it on one of our internets.
Yes. Oh, that's nice.
Afterward. We didn't do it today. I didn't get around to it.
Yeah.
We did watch it though again.
Yeah.
but he was like, let me ask you a question. If you could have lunch with, I don't know, any tennis player, female, who would it be? And I was like, I don't know, but I bet you have a clear answer. And he was like, Jennifer Capriati. And I was like, yeah, okay. He's like, man, I just feel like if we met and I just talked to her, we would just really hit it off.
That's such a strange pull, though. Like,
it is such a strange pull.
Because everybody's like, ooh, you know, Anna Kournikova or something. Or like, even going back to like Martina Hingis. Well,
the
like,
Williams sisters.
Yeah, the Williams sisters. But like Jennifer.
Or Sharapova.
Or maybe he's like
one of the ones. Is Capriati still even playing tennis?
No.
She may have been at the time, though. This is a while ago.
Well, maybe she's just. Well,
I don't keep up on my tennis. Skinny bitch, she's meeting tennis? Tennis?
No.
Oh, did you guys not read the tennis memo that we sent out?
Sorry.
I just call you Leah and Katie, but it's too long. So that's why I'm going to call you the forward.
It's just like the worst. It's a terrible name.
What is?
Well, I mean, Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting. It's just one of those things where, I mean, I think it's fun.
We like it.
We like it, but it's people literally are just like, whoa, it's so edgy. Why you do that? We don't want
to. So when you talk to early 80s John Travolta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he says.
That's what he says to us. Like, I don't know. We thought it was a funny one.
I'm
in
a movie coming out. We are in a sketch group called Stag Comedy. Ugh. And we have to constantly explain that it's not just like a dude. Like, hey, Stag Comedy. Like, oh, so it's going to be like a bunch of dudes joking around and a stripper. Like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you guys have
it? But you know what?
Oh, so do you guys have a website?
Yes.
And on the Google pages, what number are you?
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
I think we're probably...
We're up there.
We're probably close to the top.
Yeah. Oh, that's
cool. I have a Google alert for it, though. excuse me, I was drinking some water. I said Google. Because I'm Google alert. and it does most of the time pick up references to, like, Stag Comedy Nights for dudes. Like, come on out to a strip club. There'll be a DJ or something.
The worst one is doing Google alerts for this show, because Mascot Wedding will bring up, like, a lot of wedding cake toppers for college mascots.
Oh man.
It's kind of great.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if you're a huge like, oh, we met at Notre Dame and we got married and we want to like celebrate our Notre Dameness, you could get two little Irishmen on top of your cake.
Well, let's say you went to Notre Dame, David, and I went to Bowling Green.
Okay, Bowling Green. Yeah. Yeah, get that Bowling Green mascot.
So I would have the Red Hawk?
Bowling
was the Griffin.
Wait, where did you go?
Sarah Lawrence.
You had a mascot?
Griffin, the mythical creature.
Look, I'm familiar with the Griffin.
Yeah. We're not dumb.
But there was like an uprising when they chose. I think we were there, or they chose it the year before we got there. It was an uprising because everyone wanted to be like the black squirrel, which was there's a whole bunch of black squirrels on campus, and everyone got so mad when they chose the Griffin.
Wait, well, what? So there's black squirrels on campus. Why is that who cares?
That's like one of the alt taglines. The real tagline for Sarah Lawrence College is, you are different, so are we.
Oh, boy.
Mm. But the squirrel one is, even the squirrels wear black.
We didn't write those.
We like them.
Hey, just
take the applause.
Yeah, take credit for it.
We bought the shirts.
Oh, there's shirts.
For our moms.
Man.
We have a mailbox here at the station. And it's like, we're on the radio, we play music. You don't think I would love to get an album, local record labels or national record labels or anybody wanting some dumb interview? The only thing we've ever had mailed to us was a history of royal weddings, like a book.
Yes.
Because I guess they thought we were a wedding radio show.
Oh, man.
And it had all like the press release in it, like, oh, so-and-so wrote this book and they're available for interview.
You should have brought them in to interview them. Are you kidding me?
I mentioned it. It didn't work out. That's fine.
I think I would have felt bad.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But it would have been really funny.
Actually, we did get something the other day. Let's see if I can pull it up. Yeah, oh, it was an email sent to your old email address, the one that's on the co-op page.
The one
page.
That you still check?
Well, no, I check. It was sent to my Hotmail.
I gave David my old passwords.
Yes.
And I go, just check my old email, bro.
But no, someone sent it.
Bruddy?
It was like, just like a bunch of ex-girlfriends' emails. Just be like, where are you, Mac?
Yeah.
Where are you?
But they still care? That's nice of them.
I'm still waiting outside the Chick-fil-A.
Wait, which one wrote that?
That was Andrew Dice Clay doing his woman impression.
Oh.
Dice man.
I thought you were giving me a real ex-girlfriend. I was like, oh.
No.
She's a Chick-fil-A? So she hates gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone at Chick-fil-A does.
Yeah. On a very special mascot wedding.
it open.
we're putting America on trial. We got an email last week during our show from some dude. And all it said was, you guys like Buck Owens? And there was an attachment. I'm not opening that attachment. Like, it could be a virus. Knowing our listeners, we have a lot of dirtbags and a lot of creeps.
They're listening to you, right? They can hear you
right
now. Yeah,
they know they're scum. But but yeah, like for all I know, it was probably like a picture of like something vulgar or vile, and I don't want that.
You don't like surprises.
You should open it right now.
No, yeah. I shouldn't. So
yeah,
I
should open it right now.
Instead, I'm writing an open letter to this guy. Hey, learn how to write an email and let us know what you're attaching. Trick me better into opening that thing. That's all I'm saying.
Send him an attachment back.
Oh. The game is afoot.
Looks like Leah's no stranger to the email game.
I've done this before.
I've sent
attachments.
All right. We got the second half of the show to go into.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Yes. Let's take a break. Anything on the Twitter, I don't think?
No, nothing on the Twitter. Nobody likes us.
All right.
Did you do at us?
What?
Did you at? I don't know how Twitter works, even though we have one.
They know how to get to us. At Mascot Wedding.
Oh, we are at Mascot Wedding.
Did you at us? At Skinny BJ?
We or follow you. What do you think? Should
if
we
you
post?
Send us a message? Does it show up?
I feel like this is something we could talk about at the break.
Ooh, more songs about nothing. Yeah. What are we going to hear, David?
We're going to hear Dan Mangan from the O Fortune album. This is Rosa House's More Mascot Wedding Show after this.
You gave that hot intro, and then I forgot what CD player was in, but is it this one?
Yep. With More Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. Hey, David, what did we just hear?
We just heard Dan Mangan from the O Fortune album. That was Rose of Houses. Canadian rock. Take that, Sloan.
Take it. Yeah. Hey, this is Mascot Wedding Show. Today in the studio, we have two very special guests. We have Leo Ruddick and... No, dang it. What? I said that right.
Ruddick.
No.
Ruddick! Oh! In my head about it.
Like your favorite movie, The Chronicles of Ruddick.
And Katie Hartman. From the sketch group Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting, who is headlining Laugh, and they are playing tonight at 11 p.m. at Salvage Vanguard Theater. Tickets, they might not even be available anymore.
Yeah.
But you should go check if this sounds like something you want to go do. The place you can check, I should say, is ladiesarefunnyfestival.com is the place to go for tickets if that is something that sounds like you would want to do it. You may also call us. We are 472-5667, 472-KOP. We're also on Twitter.
Do you want to read this one?
At Mascot Wedding, yeah. So, Dave, how are you describing our people who listened earlier?
Gosh, I would put them in the category of scumbags or dirtbags.
Dirtbags. Bohonkus13 says, hi, guys. You always get the hot-sounding chicks on your show. And then he's got a pic.
I hope that's not him.
Why? What did he... Did you click it?
Oh, I sure did. Yeah. There you go. That's what we're looking at here.
Oh, my God.
Can I see
What's his name? What's his handle?
It's
is that really
hey.
Bohonkus13?
You come find us, Bohonkus.
You like these voices?
Don't. This will turn into talk radio so fast, and we will get gunned down in the parking lot.
We brought our own.
You brought your own scumbags?
I like to think of the Mascot Wedding Show as one big Craigslist ad that people can respond to.
Yeah.
By sending them
great,
pictures.
Great, because I need to sell these ovaries. I'm going to be honest.
How much?
$5.
Goodbye, guys.
You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, Austin's audio bus station. That's us, just collecting them all.
We're collecting them all.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
All the lowlives.
Oh, okay. I think about all the organs.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's some organ-based Pokemon.
Bus station, sterile surgery center.
Yes.
Know. Man, you kidding me? If I can get organ money, I'd be out of here so fast.
Hey, but let's back it up. We need to radio reacquaint ourselves. Leah Rudick.
Hi. Hi there. This is me.
Katie Harbin.
This is not her.
You've done a terrible job.
Me? Me here?
We're wait.
Just Katie's now.
And then also Janet.
And Janet is in the back eating.
She's very loud. She's not even near a microphone, but I can still hear her back there
she's
eating.
So don't put a microphone near her mouth.
I don't want to.
She will blow out the speakers and this whole titty.
She'll eat it.
See, I mixed up the town.
Are they?
You can't tell me not to curse because then I just have to.
It's all right. It's so all right.
Bad. Is that a bag full of catfish that she's gotten a hold of there?
The catfish?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a catfish. Rawr, rawr,
rawr. Janet, no.
Rawr, no. Rawr, rawr. That is for guests. You rawr, cook those first.
Those are for us?
Can scale we take them.
Catfish?
Wait, food? Those are station catfish?
Yeah.
Oh,
are they alive still?
They well, by the look of it, they're kicking. They're kicking when she's
not
putting
that
them in her mouth.
Gone down Janet's gullet.
Theater of the mind.
This is one great show.
You are welcome.
Pause for edits.
Pause for edit, and now we will start a 17-minute long show. Pause for cutting, and there we go.
And we're back.
Hey, we should reset. Hey, this is the Mac Dog.
Hey, this is D-Bag.
D-Bag. And we got in studio.
My name is Leah Rudick.
Yeah, that's right. And?
K-Yay.
There we go. You got the Mac Dog, D-Bag, K-Yay, and Leah Rudick.
You did it right.
For once.
Yeah.
For once.
Can you get a normal name? Like, I don't know, Williams?
My name is William Williams.
Or, I don't know, Hartman?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow, that was
rude. Okay. I feel like even if we wanted to do part of like a sketch or like a song that we write, we couldn't do it on the show.
Why not? How dare you?
Because it has a lot of
I see.
Words in it that are not allowed.
Oh, and you're that poor level of a performer.
Right.
You couldn't.
Right.
Yeah,
it just would not be that funny. So it would be like the saddest thing in the world.
Let's say, okay, let's run through a scenario. You guys ready? Ooh. Bring.
Hello.
Hi, this is Conan O'Brien's manager, Mike Rizzo.
Hi.
Hell?
Who am I speaking to?
K.A.
and Leah Rudick.
Wait, K.A. and Leah Rudick, skinny bitch Jesus meaning? Good, because that's just who I was calling. I want you to come on Conan, and I want you to do one of your hilarious sketches, or maybe a crazy, wacky song.
Great. What words can't we say?
Are you able to clean it up for TV?
Sure thing.
See, right there. You could have done an art show, too.
Right. How much money are you guys paying us?
Oh, I see how it is.
Okay, so just give us
$5.
Just give us like one setup to like something you would do on a clean show. So like, hey, guys, I'm here to buy a sweater.
Oh, you want it like a sketch setup?
Yeah. Just set it up.
So like, hello, can you show me where the sweaters are?
Oh, my God.
That was the most vulgar thing I've ever heard.
That was disgusting.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't talk like that.
There are children listening, I'm
Conan
sure.
would love that sketch, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what? He would. Yeah, he likes that.
It's funny, though, right?
Oh, it was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Honestly, it was hilarious.
I'm glad that you guys were laughing so hard.
I'm laughing on the inside.
I had to...
Where my organs are.
My laugh flowed right into disgust.
Oh, yeah. That's how our comedy works.
Exactly.
It doesn't go disgust to comedy, Janet! Which is what you want.
Janet,
get away from that. Janet, stop.
She doesn't like our comedy either.
No. Why is she?
It's just us.
It just keeps us grounded.
Keeps you grounded. Yeah, it reminds you of home. That's fine.
Just so we don't get out of our heads about it and say that we're bigger than Jesus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hit the dump button, David.
Oh.
Good.
We don't need that kind of talk.
Yeah.
Right? No. Nobody is. Nobody
You're
ever
listening
is.
To conservative Christian radio. Man, there's this dude in town.
Yes.
Named John Ramsey. And he is he's a super hilarious guy. And anyway, he has a podcast though where he talks about religion a lot because he's, I'm going to say super Christian. I feel like that's offensive though. But
he is a man of faith.
Yeah. But he started off his podcast and I think it's interesting, even though I'm not a religious person.
Oh, totally.
And he was talking to Rumi Nazer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the podcast started off though with some choice Christian rock. And I was like, ugh, yeah, talk about it all you want, but that's not helping anything.
No, but they're rocking out. They're just showing you, hey, we're just like you. You know, when you listen to that Jars of Clay album, you're like, this is no different than my rock. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what is the band called?
Jars of Clay?
Jars of Clay?
Have you never heard of Jars of Clay? They had a big hit like in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
How's it go?
But if I can't swim after 40 days in a crunch show, cannot wait.
Not ringing a bell.
Pick me up so high.
David, come back.
You know, it's so
David,
funny.
You're getting swept away by the sweet promise of Christian rock.
I think I lost my virginity that song.
Oh, don't tell Jarvis Clay that. They will melt. They will just literally.
They sound great. You sing them.
Yeah. Honestly, that may have been all David.
Yeah, I think it was mostly me.
You brought the passion. Cover album.
I'll go on tour as like Jars of Dave. And I'll be like, hey, everybody. It's just me like a tambourine. All right, guys.
Speaking of terrible music, there is a, and this isn't that weird of a trend, but there's a couple festivals that are going on right now. One is called the Summerland Tour. And the other is called the Last Summer on Earth Tour. And these are like, I'll just tell you their lineup. Summerland is Everclear, Sugar Ray, Lit, Marcy Playground, and the Gin Blossoms.
Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much are those tickets?
I don't think they cost anything. I think you have to pay you.
Canned goods.
And then the other is the Last Summer on Earth Tour, which if this is the Last Summer on Earth, sorry. Bare Naked Ladies, Blues Traveler, Big Head Town, The Monsters, and Cracker.
Mm. Yeah.
These are like these like loose last ditch conglomerates of these not that great 90s bands.
If I was them, I would have quit the band and taken all the money that I have. I really thought the earth was going to be destroyed. Yeah. If this was the last summer, I would just move to Mexico.
Sure.
Just buy it.
I think that's where the tour is entirely contained within.
I think it's really just sort of like, and I hate to use a sports metaphor, but like when players get close to retirement and they just want a ring, they'll go to any good team. It's like, all right, come on, guys, let's all do it together. It feels like that's what these bands are doing. It's like, all right, we can still sell out a minor league baseball stadium.
But I feel like that would be a more apt metaphor for like those dumb supergroups like Chicken Foot.
Yeah.
With like, you know, Sammy Hagar and the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers and two other awful people.
Two dudes from Van Halen.
Yeah.
I did see this festival coming. It's going to be in Houston on July 11th. It's the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival.
I'm already there.
And it's Slipknot, Slayer, Motorhead's Third Build, Anthrax, and then a band called The Devil Wears Prada.
Are you sure they're not just showing the movie in its entirety?
Screening?
Yes, exactly. Are y'all ready to rock? First, we're going to feel stuff about stuff.
Hey, here's Slipknot, Slayer, and then Stanley Tucci's there for a Q&A after Devil Wears Prada.
But everyone's just hyped up on Rockstar Energy drinks.
Yeah. What would I do? You can't. What's that lady's name?
Meryl Streep.
What's Meryl Streep like? She's cool.
Hey, Stanley, do you like Slayer? For the 18th time, no, I don't. I'm sorry, guys.
But here's the thing with
a little bit of money.
Here's the thing with these bands, though. Like Everclear, Sugar Ray, Lit, Marcy Playground, Gin Blossoms. Those bands really shouldn't be on a tour together. I mean, I know it's like, oh, they're the dumb bands you would hear and some dumb show. But
just
if you like
when you say those bands, I can smell my first boyfriend's terrible. Like cheap cologne.
David had his finger on the dump button in case that would arrive.
I got it. Don't worry. Okay. I got it.
I got my lip split at an Everclear concert when I was young.
Was it your dad when you asked to go? Oh, no, Everclear.
Should it
boo.
Be.
Stay at home.
No daughter of mine.
No, but how did you get your lips split
in
Everclear show?
I was on the mosh pit.
Oh, wait.
On the edges. They had a... Yeah.
T.O. There was a mosh pit?
There was one. Did I was not even in it. I was on the fringes because I was afraid. And my fear caused an elbow to be thrown into my lip.
When you say your fear, did somebody like see your fear and like weakness and then boom, threw a bow?
I think so.
That's terrible.
You got to support the pit always.
No weak pits.
Yeah,
that's
come
number
on.
One.
Yeah, I know.
So if we got a pit started right here, which is going to happen... We're gonna play.
I would just start to cry.
Are you sure? Because here comes the mighty Boston's.
Get out of here, mighty Boston's.
Sorry, guys.
No problem. Take Janet with you.
Janet, eat him.
Wait.
Oh no.
Hold on. Was that the head of mighty Boston's, or was that George Lopez?
I don't know. Actually, I think he's driving them. I think he's outside in the car.
Let's bring him in here for a second. George, what are you doing with the mighty Boston's?
Hey, I heard they had some good sticky icky. I was just here. I thought Snoop Dogg was here. All right, I got to go, everybody.
Bye,
see
George.
You later, George Lopez.
Wow, look at that. Bye. That's what happens, guys. Hot
guys,
guess.
This is a crazy show. Wow.
It is nutty. One for the books.
And it's not pronounced coop. It's co-op.
It's co-op. So in summary, Skinny Bitch Jesus Meeting and co-op.
Coop and the Bizarro Dimension. It's coop and it is Reddick.
It is not.
In the Bizarro dimension. Oh my God. Cool it, Rudik. It's fun to say. Oh, man. So
cool
good.
It, Rudik.
Because that's what we're going to chant at the show. Cool it, Rudik. Stay even tempered, Hartman. See, that doesn't work as well.
So do you happen to know the price of those festivals? Like,
No, and we couldn't say it if we could.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, if you... I guarantee you
it's a shocking amount. I can look it up real quick.
Well, but what I'm going to ask you is...
There are people who really want to go to those festivals.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Because Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, those bands, if you actually listen to them, they should not be on one festival together. Mm-hmm.
They're different styles.
They are different styles. It's just weird.
But are they even making music still?
No, they're just playing the hits you love.
Why would they? There's no need for them to anything new.
Yeah, they got their PT Cruiser. They're good. They're set for life.
I feel like the Last Surround Earth tour, that is sort of the, like, Bare Naked Ladies, Blues Traveler, Big Outta Town, The Monsters, Cracker. Like, yeah, that's all kind of just terrible. Right. Everclear, like, Sugar Ray is a lot different than Marcy Playground.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is, okay, so that lineup is in front of you. How much would you pay to go see that? Like, someone says, I have a ticket. You would not go see it under any circumstances.
No, I wouldn't even take the ticket. No.
How much would someone have to pay you to go to that show?
Yes.
Let's say I'm like,
How long is that show?
Oh my gosh. It's four bands that are all playing full sets.
Right, yeah. So it's like 8 hours.
I'd say it's about a 4.5 hour show.
Yeah, let's say round up, let's say it's 5 hours.
Okay, let's say it's 5 hours because I have to get there a half an hour beforehand.
That is contractually a yes.
It's also outside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Would you do it for $100?
How much do you make per hour? let's get to the sad place in my life. No, I think that if I were paid $250, I would go.
Wow. What
about $125? No.
I would say no, too.
What about, this was another one I saw the other day. What about to go see the Beach Boys?
Oh, I would go see the
Beach
Boys.
Wait, which iteration?
Hold on. No, this is like they reformed, they're touring, but opening for them, Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, no.
Yes, exactly. No, isn't that the worst? Where it's like, oh, I would go see, sure, I love the Beach Boys.
I would not go.
I would have to sit through that? Are you kidding me? No.
Well, never mind.
Is this going to be blue? Like, you can't say
it? No.
Okay.
You saw Dave Matthews in concert? No.
I accidentally did.
I did.
What?
Did you really? Yeah.
Was it consensual? Consensual?
Yeah.
Did you go because you wanted to?
I grew up in Ohio.
I'm sorry.
my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend, he took his ex-girlfriend, not when they were...
Sure.
When they were together.
We're all with you.
He took her... He spent like $300 on tickets to take her to the Dave Matthews Band when they were together. And like... Yeah, I mean, he didn't like the band.
Yeah.
She dumped him right after.
Oh, nice one.
It's just the worst.
One of those songs told me to break up with you.
Which one? The dumb... I don't know.
Hey, it's marching. I don't know. Whatever.
Hey, we gotta get out of here.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know. Time flew by so quick.
We're done?
Yes. We're done. Well, yes.
Can we leave Janet here? Can you guys take care of Janet tonight?
She loves
Austin.
Could you leave the diaper bag?
Are you asking us to take care of Janet or take care of Janet?
We can't say.
Gotcha. It's coming across.
Wink.
In Technicolor.
Right
wink.
There with you.
Leah Rudik, Katie Hartman, thank you so much. That's Katie Bitches Me. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you guys. What a fun time. Yeah.
If the show has not sold out tonight, it is at 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. at Salvage Vanguard Theater. Ladies are Funny Festival. .com.
We're also I don't know if we have time. We're playing with a group called Reformed Horse.
Yes.
And they're brilliant.
They're fantastic.
All the more reason to see if there's tickets available. There's a bunch of videos online. Do you have a website?
Mm-hmm.
What is that website?
Skinnybitchcomedy.com.
There you go.
For awesome.
More information, check it out. Thank you so much for coming to the show, David.
Thank you guys.
Yes, thank you guys so much. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. We're donezo.
What do we want to close the show with?
Hang on one second.
Dave Matthews Band.
No.
What would you say?
We got some DMB for you going on here Saturday. No, we're going Allo Darlin' from their Europe album. This is Northern Lights. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Skinny Bitch Jesus.
Goodbye, Skinny Bitch.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Austin.
You're playing with fire, boy.